Hi, Elias.
And how are you proceeding, my friend?
Well, actually, quite fine, I would say. See,
excellent.
I generated out of the blue, I generated a job, and it was quite interesting, because suddenly job offers came into my email box without changing anything in the objective. So I quickly figured out I have changed my energy. And
I agree.
So I delved into that and I looked in Aya, and I was quite surprised that actually Inge asked me to be more out of the house because she thought that she would be more likely to engage her own direction if I am not around her. And then I evaluated that this is actually also in my benefit, and I could create things around that would be a great benefit. And I actually did that. I bought an e-bike and I'm biking to my workplace now. I'm generating alone time. I'm generating money. So it was interesting that actually I recognize that we make agreements on a subjective level that most of us are not really aware. Like Inge was asking me and I was evaluating and then I was agreeing with that. Yes.
How you do this automatically, it is such a wondrous example of how little thought actions require, and that you are automatically projecting energy in different time frameworks that you objectively are not even necessarily aware of, for it does not require thinking.
Yes.
And it is such a tremendous example of how strongly you rely on thinking in relation to whatever you are doing and what you are creating. And if you are not thinking about a particular action or subject, you are likely to not be aware that you are even engaging it. This is an excellent example, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I also recognize that actually we do engage these agreements on a subjective level much more than most people are even aware. Actually, most of us do make an agreement before, let's say, I kill something or I do something to. I actually ask the other person on a subjective level if they want to participate. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah, that was a real eye-opener that I saw many actions that happened with Inge. I saw that she was actually asking me if I would like to participate, and I said yes, even if I didn't know that on an objective level, you know?
I would agree.
Well, there was another thing that happened, you know? I created a bike accident recently on my way home. And before that, I saw a flooded river and even drove through a flooded walk next to it. I'm sure it has to do with volumes of energies that are flooding my body since I engaged my last Aya session and removed that separation tremendously. So my impression is that I stopped myself in making two huge leaps forward and inviting possibilities that would not be to my greatest benefit. I also released a tremendous amount of stored energy because after the accident, I recognized that my whole body was actually shaking and I was realizing that I was releasing a lot of energy. Would you agree with that and can comment something to that?
I would agree, and I would be congratulating congratulating you on that action also, for in that what was important is, in a different capacity to the previous experience, you actually were aware in the moment what you were doing to a significant degree, which is tremendous. In that, you were expressing the ability to generate an objective choice because you knew what you were doing. This is significant also, for in this, this is the point of what you are moving towards, being objectively aware of what you are doing and recognizing that at times you might be engaging certain choices that may not be entirely comfortable, but you recognize what you are doing and why, and in the moment recognizing that whatever you are choosing in that instant might be the most effective choice in that moment, which is profound. For this is the piece that so many individuals become confused with, that they are continuously thinking that if they are aware every moment, that they would never engage a choice that was uncomfortable or less desirable. And that is so incorrect. And in this, what you are providing is an example of, in a moment, the actions may be being engaged so quickly that the choices that you can see in the moment, or that you can engage that quickly in a physical capacity, may not always appear to be the most comfortable, but that is not necessarily the point. The point is what is the most effective and what is the most efficient in a particular moment, such as it may not seem from an outside perspective that incorporating some type of collision, or in your terms, accident, with a bike would be a desirable choice, or that it even is a choice. But dependent upon the situation, if you are aware of other actions that are occurring in that moment also, and you are in the moment looking at your probabilities or what you are doing, that may be the most effective and the most efficient choice to engage to stop an action.
Yes, I would very much agree. After that, I stopped and I removed temporarily some of the separation, and I put it into place because there was too much energy generated that I couldn't handle, and I released a tremendous energy. I was really amazed. My whole body was shaking, so I was not even aware that I was storing such a tremendous amount of energy, Elias. So yes, it was very beneficial.
And in that, I would express that perhaps in the moment you of being aware of the magnitude of the situation, but once you generated the choice, then it becomes more obvious in relation to the volume of energy and the magnitude of the situation, and you then are more aware of what you did and why you did it. This is also the reason that I have expressed so many times that what may seem initially to be negative or undesirable is not necessarily. It is a matter of perception, and that some actions, some choices may surfacely seem negative or undesirable, and in actuality, they may be the most efficient.
Elias, let me ask you something. How does removing the separation is causing my body flooding with energy that I can hardly handle? Can you tell me that?
Yes. That, in actuality, is considerably simple. Now, this involves the dynamic of physical reality. You incorporate that projection of a physical body consciousness, which creates automatically a very strong aspect of separation. You generate your energy field around your body consciousness, which is a part of it, and that creates this separation between yourself and all other energies to a degree, not fully, but to a considerable degree. Now, when you are dropping that separation, what you are doing is you are allowing your energy field not to disappear, but to dissipate in density, and therefore it is not creating your body consciousness as a separate entity from everything else. Therefore, energy is freely allowed to flow with and through that manifestation of the body consciousness, for there is nothing separating it from every other energy. And you are correct, that can be tremendously overwhelming.
Elias, I guess you have forgotten to mention that in your handbook. I mean, you... you are telling people they should...
Until this point, there are very few individuals that have even experimented with that. Therefore, it has not been necessary to broach that subject, for individuals are not experiencing it.
Okay.
Once again, I would commend you in your exploration, and being the explorer that you are, and in that, generating another action that is considerably unfamiliar in your world.
Okay, I guess I have a handle now. I recognize when I have to create more separation because I feel that my body gets flooded with energy. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
But yeah, thank you that you mentioned that, because I was really confused. I mean, you so much promoted removing the separation, but you simply forgot to mention that there could be some slight side effects, so.
And at times more than slight.
Yes, yes. Okay, since my last Aya session, I also engaged some new adventure that happens when I lay down on the sofa, when I'm alone and I get blank for a while, and when I'm coming back, I have the feeling that I teleported my body completely and engaged some new adventure. My impression is that I meet with other physical beings in this dimension and I start to lay out the blueprint change in regard to magic that we might insert into this dimension. Would you agree with that? I had any comments?
I would agree. And I would merely comment by expressing that in this direction, it would be beneficial to you to move slowly.
Okay.
And to move in increments. Father, this is yet again another exploration that is very unfamiliar and different. And in that, it incorporates a tremendous volume of energy that can easily be overwhelming. And beyond that, even when you are playing with the concepts of magical expressions, it can become unwieldy. And therefore, I would merely express to you to move slowly in this direction.
Which I already did. I do it very seldom recently because somehow I felt not really keen any longer. So, thank you.
It is a matter of moving slowly, experimenting in increments, and when you master one action, then you can move into the next. But it is significant to master each action before you attempt to be moving in all directions at once.
Well, I have a tendency to do that, isn't it?
Which is the reason that I am expressing that.
Elias, in my spaceship, which is actually completed now, I have created a very intricate artificial intelligence that told me her name is Susan. When the ship was ready, I got a strange feeling and identified that as a bond with that artificial intelligence. My feeling is that actually Susan is almost a part of myself. Can you explain that a bit?
Manifestation that is not entirely entirely artificial.
I know that, and I feel quite connected. I mean, it's so amazing, Elias, do you know?
I would agree.
I mean, that chip has so many inventions that have not been discovered so far in this dimension. For example, I created a field that is generating a shield around that spaceship with ultra time configuration that is very hard to penetrate. All this artificial intelligence, and there are so many other inventions. Can you tell me, how was I actually able to invent all these stuff without being fully objectively aware of them?
And once again, that is not necessary. And let me clarify in that. I would not necessarily express that you were not objectively aware. I would say that you were perhaps not objectively aware of the mechanics of it, or let us say the physics of it, but that is not necessary. Or you hold all the information that you require to create anything within you, and in that, I would say that you were objectively aware to a degree.
Yeah, I mean, I can tap into the process when I was designing that ship. I can tap into that because I did it in Aya, and I recognized how much time I spent and how I was experimenting with different invention and configuration of energy. But I mean, this spaceship is actually a masterpiece in itself, Elias.
I would agree.
Wow. I engage my website when I feel motivated, as you suggested, and engage it in imagination, and be open to everything that I draw to myself. On an objective level, it seems not much is happening, but my feeling is actually that I am on my path. What would you say?
I would agree.
So do not push and just allow.
Yes.
Okay. A question. I mean, I delved into that heavy energy that we once experienced, and Tomkin told us that it is a being from another dimension. And we actually visited them. They are like huge, a collective, and it is very difficult to translate it. But would you validate that we actually visited them?
Briefly, yes.
And I also have a feeling, Tomkin said they are coming from another dimension, but somehow I have the feeling that this is not completely true. So can you tell me why I have such a feeling?
Yes, I would express that your interpretation is correct, and I would say to you that this was a slight misinterpretation of information, or a slight interference.
So these species is living in our dimension.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Good to know, because I really had the feeling that they are coming from this dimension. So thank you.
You're welcome.
In one of our last Aya trips, you joined us again for a long time when we visited the space butterflies. Tomkin was referring to them as a jet star. The time we started as a manta-like form and engaged metamorphosis by flying into a huge wind vortex that brought us into space. Our group tremendously enjoyed that, and we discovered a third form. By grouping and merging together, we generated a human-like group being that needs an atmosphere and is a third form. Tompkin told me that it is more like a helix and they move so fast that it appears to be a single body. What would you express as the third form, Elias?
I would agree with that interpretation.
Which one, Tompkins or my?
Although I would express that it is somewhat simplistic, but I would agree with it.
So they can move very fast and they appear as a third form, but there is no actually a third form? Would you say that?
No, there is.
Ah.
But I would express that it is not, in your terms, an entity in itself. Are you understanding?
Yes, but they are generating temporarily a form.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, but it must be generated by that assimilation of the group. Are you understanding?
Yes, I definitely understand.
Very well. Therefore, in itself, that configuration or that entity would not exist without that connective. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, it could be viewed or it could be expressed that it is a type of helix, but it is an actual entity when that occurs.
I saw that, and it is so fascinating. These species is just amazing, Elias.
I would agree.
Wow. Also, and I also know that you are quite fond of them, so me too. In one of the last Aya session, I with some others created a new dimension as a playground for further exploration in the webinar trips. Many ideas from all participants were implemented. One that I had was to have the choice to enter the dimension either as an embryo or the reverse, as an old being that grows younger and will finally die in the womb of a female. Would you validate that?
Both, yes.
Cool! We are so inventive, Elias.
But this is what you do. You are an explorer.
Yes. And in one of our recent teleportation webinar trips, you gave us some difficult lesson on translating energy by telling us two stories, one from another dimension and one from this earth, in which you were a woman and I was your husband and the others were related to our family. Would you validate that and can tell me why did you start with this practice? Because you continue to do that.
I would validate it, and in that, first, before I answer that question, what are you recognizing in why that exercise was introduced?
Well, my feeling is that you are start to make us pay attention to how to translate energy. Now the group is more familiar with the action of teleporting, and now you are introducing the point of translating information into words. This is my feeling.
Partially correct, yes. And more so, I would express not merely translating into words, but translating altogether, yes. For in that, it is assimilated as you practice, and it aids in becoming more familiar with together, which is also, once again, another exercise in lessening that separation, which can aid all of you in not only recall, but also in different transitions.
So that's why you told us two stories, one that we are familiar with and one that we are not familiar with. Is that correct?
Correct. For you automatically generate these separations. And the point is to encourage you to be less separating.
Ah, okay. I can clearly understand that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We visited with you recently a dimension in which the water is configured quite differently, even if it feels similar to our water. And we visited a planet in which there's a species that have some cities that look like a cone. And it was interesting that we all translated this water differently. Some expressed it feels even more like jelly, and I felt it feels more fluid. So can you tell me what is the difference in the configuration?
The difference in the configuration is not solely associated with the water. It is a combination of that and the atmosphere. Or the configuration or the structure of the environment, the atmosphere, is different enough. It is more dense. It is not that you cannot adjust to it. You can, but it is, in a manner of speaking, thicker. It incorporates more density than your atmosphere, and therefore it creates this type of thickness in what you touch. Therefore, you would notice that in different expressions that you are accustomed to in your reality, in your world, that seem more fluid or thinner or lighter. It is not that they are less fluid. It is that they are more dense, and therefore it seems more solid.
Ah, okay. That makes sense, because it was a bit confusing. And also, these species is quite advanced in technology. They recognize our disturbance of interdimensional travel. Is that correct?
Yes, I would agree.
You told us we should leave because we are started to create more and more tumor there. Is that also correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sahi told me recently, while I was entering the full Aya state, she had problems to watch my energy radiation because I was increasing my energy tremendously, and it scared her a bit. What I'm actually doing in my energy when I enter the state, Elias?
That is another example of what you were recognizing and experiencing in the previous subject that we were discussing, in lessening that expression of separation. And in that, that is her interpretation of increasing your energy. It is not actually increasing your energy. It is allowing that openness and energy, and her interpretation of that is that you are increasing it, but in actuality, it is not a matter of increasing. It is more a matter of not expressing that boundary of energy itself. And therefore, your energy, another energy, there is not a clear definition of difference, and that is what appeared to be an increase or more.
And this is also a very unfamiliar action currently on this planet? Because she is actually a master in energy, and she is scared by that action.
And separation is a very strong and intricate part of your reality.
Yeah, okay, I can understand that. Thank you. In the last teleportation webinar, you asked us to contribute our experience from that trip into your symphony by tapping into our feelings and merge with your instrument, which left us a little bit puzzled in the beginning, but you were helpful. Would you validate that and want to add something?
I would, and I would express congratulations for all of the participants and the willingness to engage, and in that, recognizing that, remember, feelings are signals, and in those signals, you are creating different vibrational qualities within yourself, within your body consciousness, and in that, it is translatable into tone. This is the reason, which I have expressed previously, that within your reality, different expressions of music invoke different feelings with individuals. The reason for that is that there is a commonality in vibrational quality in your body consciousness and tones. And in that, it is an exercise to encourage all of you to be more aware of what you are feeling, and to express the ability to translate that in different capacities. Now, the reason that this is significant, other than being fun and being tremendously creative, which it is, but other than that, it is also significant, but it allows individuals in an experiential manner to recognize that they do have choice and that they can actually manipulate what they are feeling. That feeling is not what so many individuals think of as beyond their control.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I mean, I recognize how we all were puzzled when you suggested that we should tap into our emotion and merge with your instrument. And everybody did it in a different manner. Inge was recognizing that. Cool. That was a really nice experience. Thank you.
You are welcome. And I would encourage you to continue to practice it.
Yes. I teleported with Inge and Sahi recently to Iceland, and we were all able to shapeshift into orcas and enjoyed that with a group of other orcas. That was the first time I was able to shapeshift on this planet into another species and be helpful to do the same with others. So I guess my trust is tremendously growing in engaging such action, not on Geowa, but also on this planet. Would you agree?
I would agree, and I would express congratulations that you are moving in a direction of attempting to translate some of these actions into your world, which is significant.
Yes, I mean, there's so much to explore. Sometimes I'm really puzzled what I should engage next, because, I mean, actually, the whole dimension and even other dimensions are accessible now. So, I have another question. I visited the energy vortex 65 billion light years away, and I look closer. My feeling is that the three suns are spinning around a small black hole that is configured very differently, because this is an artificial construct, and it generates a certain powerful beam. And I also saw that the most strongest vortexes in this dimension create an energy grid in itself. Could you validate that and explain that a bit to me?
I would. Identify as ley lines. In this, they are not actual lines or an actual grid in a physical capacity, but in an energetic capacity, they are very real. And it is the same in relation to space. That this is not selective only to that area. This would be a part of all aspects of space. Energy forms from all of you throughout your dimension. And in that collective capacity, you do energetically create a type of grid in energy throughout space, which eventually, it is very likely that you will move in a direction of incorporating that as another means of mapping.
But what was the purpose? I mean, this vortex was created with a purpose. So what was the purpose behind creating that?
What I would say to you, which is beyond your time presently in relation to your reality, in a matter of speaking, they are shortcuts.
Okay, shortcut. Well, I have another question. What would you say was expressed in energy in this mass event in Nice, Elias? Many people disengaged and it generated a lot of energy. But what was actually the purpose? What was the energy that the people that were participating choose to express? I'm actually not quite sure yet about what they intended to express. Somehow, it seems on the surface that it is a very violent action, but when I feel into it, I have somehow the feeling that it's actually bring people more together, and it is kind of Versöhnung. They what?
And I would express that in actuality, it is the reverse of what it appears to be.
Ah.
That
Ah, so I was correct. I also have the feeling that Bernie seems to be objectively out of the race, but somehow I have the feeling there's a high probability that he will re-enter it somehow. I have no idea. Would that be correct?
That is a possibility. Now, I would express that it is not what you would term to be a tremendously strong possibility. It is in that range of 50 percentile, in a manner of speaking, but it is an actual possibility.
Okay, thank you. So, Inge, Inge has some question. Inge has been learning Icelandic for 6 months now. Since she has a current focus in Iceland, she is trying to tap into the language skills that must be there somehow. During the last month, she tried to tap consciously into Icelandic and she is getting better. Could you give her some hints on how to accomplish that even better?
Allow it to flow rather than trying so hard. And in that, perhaps what may be helpful also would be to give other members of your family one sentence or a few words in Icelandic, express to them a few words or one sentence, and have them periodically merely state that sentence to you or those few words. And in that, you answer them in different creative manners in Icelandic.
Cool. Thank you.
Therefore, do not answer the same each time, but this will give you an opportunity to practice in an interactive manner, which may be easier and will encourage you to be doing less trying and less forcing and less memorizing and more interaction.
Okay, thank you. Inge has a question. I mean, we are still getting younger. Would you validate that?
Yeah.
So how does it fit into going into menopause? Inge really doesn't care for menstruation anymore. Much easier with birth control. So how can she accomplish both getting younger and not menstruating anymore? Do you have any tips?
Consciousness in that cycle of menopause will occur regardless. And that is not necessarily a function of reversing age, so to speak, or regenerating. In actuality, let us be clear. It is not that you are reversing age, for age is actually a matter of the accumulation of time within your physical reality, and that is occurring regardless because you exist within linear time. But what you are doing is regenerating and therefore reversing what you perceive as the physical aging process. Now, in that, the body consciousness will continue to express its natural cycles and odds with each other.
Ah, okay. So, I mean, so Inge is currently moving slowly into the menopause, which is quite natural.
Yes.
And does it mean that she could regenerate the menstrual cycle again?
She could. I would express that that would be requiring much more energy and concentration, for that would be moving in opposition to the body consciousness and its natural cycle.
Well, she's not really keen on it, so we can stop here.
Very well.
Inge is working hard on her issues, getting help from unexpected sources. How is she accomplishing, and could you give her some hints in that? She stopped writing down her dreams recently. Would you recommend starting again with that? Would that be a benefit? Okay, Elias, we have another 15 or 30 minutes after the break.
Very well.
Okay, have a good day so far.